This is Earth Tribe Radio, www.earthtriberadio.com. Hey, Jill.
Hi, Fiona. How are you?
I am good.
How are you?
In this
pandemic time?
We're still on the phone, so people know you'll hear the barking of the dogs sometimes, and scratching of dogs, and kitties meowing. And
yes, and life goes on.
It does.
And especially around where you live and where I live, which is almost in the, well, it is for me in the wilderness. Oh, Sophie, please, baby. In the wilderness where we have a lot of animal activity. I got something that I really want to talk about today, and I want to read it. It's quite profound to me, and I think it's so appropriate for what we're all going through right now.
Great.
And it's written by a Rinpoche, a Lama called Ken MacLeod, Scottish, and a friend of mine. And he's just a wonderful person. And he writes, "Don't try to make the world a better place. Instead, address imbalances in the world you experience. The Bodhisattva ideal is not about making the world a better place. It is about helping others find peace and clarity in the circumstances of their lives, whatever they may be. If you hold a utopian ideal, you are lost in belief. As noted above, belief blinds. You are trying to make the world conform to what you hold inside. This is always a recipe for disaster. Among the hells this idea has generated are the Inquisition, the Gulag, the Cultural Revolution, and any number of wars and any number of cults. Buddhism, unfortunately, is not immune to cults." He has that in brackets because he's a Buddhist. "Instead, take a look at your life and see what is out of balance, internal or external. Take steps to address that imbalance. Your life will never be in balance, but you can keep moving in the direction of balance. Note, however, that as soon as you take steps to address one imbalance, everything changes. And now look for the next imbalance to address."
I think that's so helpful, especially right about now. It's so easy to put it.
Sorry to interrupt. One step at a time. And the other thing that I love about this is, you know, for years now, since we've the internet and we've become a global community, we look outwards to the many. And here he's bringing us back to ask us, and especially now in this time of the pandemic, when our lives are a lot smaller and a lot more confined to home with fewer people, is to look at what we can do to make our experiences better. Our imbalances sorted out and put in harmony, one step at a time.
I gather mindfulness around what we're doing each day and what we're thinking each day and what's happening with our emotions. And as we gather mindfulness, we gather consciousness. And I think that is such a helpful thing. We can ask ourselves, what is out of balance? What do I feel? And we know something's out of balance when our belly stretch tightens and we feel stressed, or we just feel things are not quite right. And then we ask ourselves, what is out of balance? What was I thinking? What was I doing? Who was I talking to?
Yeah. I got another quote, which I thought was very good, by Pema Chodron. Would you like that one, too?
I think that would be great.
Okay.
She's also, incidentally, Buddhist, right? Buddhist.
Yes. And this is something I believe we've done a podcast on before, but not quite like she has put it. "An emotion like anger, that's an automatic response, and that lasts just 90 seconds from the moment it's triggered until it runs its course. 1.5 minutes, that's all. when it lasts any longer, which it usually does, it's because you've chosen to rekindle it. So
that is such a helpful thing.
Yes. Now, I know we talked about in another podcast about how long an emotion lasts or how much a judgment. You can see somebody and meet them for the first time and you've labeled them already by something.
That's 90 another, seconds.
Yeah, 90 seconds. Well, here's another 90 seconds, what happens within 90 seconds of something happened that has triggered an anger. And you have 90 seconds, really, to resolve it in some way. Or
before it takes you over.
Before it takes you over, exactly. So
and then it's really hard to get out of. Once it's taken you over, it's like a vortex you get stuck in. And it's really hard to get out of it. And then there's no point in talking to somebody when they're angry, unless it's better just to be there with them or to walk away. Because if you try to engage, that vortex is moving so fast of emotional energy that all they'll do is attack you or defend themselves until it's quietened down, and then you can talk to people.
I think right now, you know, with everything that's going on, it's stirring up a lot of anger now around the election, the presidential election, and everything. There's a lot of anger being stirred up. So, you know, when I read Ken McLeod's thing and then Pema Chodron's, I thought, oh, that's what we've got to do with this. Bring it back instead of to the how the world seems to be exploding in pandemic COVID-19. Bring it back to our own place right now and work through it, how we can address the imbalances in our lives, not out there, our lives, and look at anger when it arises within us. As soon as it's triggered by something, my sense is always look to what triggered it.
Yes.
It's like you and I had a little set to the other day or the other night, and I said to you, I'm hanging up now. But that was my 90 seconds. I needed to get my 90 seconds to figure out what triggered this and why. Mm-hmm. So.
And the thing that we have to remember is that no matter which one of, you know, everybody gets triggered from time to time. That's
yeah.
the deal. And it's the big thing is with friends that you're close to and with family members you're close to, afterwards, talk about it. You know, sit down and talk about it. Communication is key to keeping the relationship strong and balanced.
Absolutely.
It's like, it's very easy. My dad tended, if he had a really bad argument, somebody never talked to, he would never talk to them again. Not family, but other people. And I think that what we want to do is say it's okay for people to do what they need to do, say what they need to say. Then after it's finished, discuss it, talk about it, and that makes relationships stronger, in fact.
I agree. And
so
now
we
have this time in our lives right now where we can go through the things that, especially if we draw back instead of going global or national, and even village life, just draw back into your home, your family, those that mean something to you and you truly love, friendships, family. And what's out of balance that you can strive? That's where our focus is. Strive to put something back into balance. Look at anger at the same time, because we're being challenged all the time with fearful things and threatening things. So we get into this fear thing and then we react with anger. So we need to also address, give ourselves the 90 seconds to understand what's triggering it. For me, a lot of times it's the news of what's going
yes,
on.
And, And I think that that's what you said there is so important, because people are fearful for their lives. You know, it's basically saying if you've got supermarkets or something, you're taking your life in your own hands to some degree.
Yes.
And so people are really scared. They're seeing 1 in 10 people getting it, these huge morgue refrigeration trucks in L.A.
Yes.
And people have this real fear, which generates a lot of stuff. The plus with that spiritually is that, as far not with the dying and the COVID, but with what it's pushing inside us, is that it's pushing up stuff we've probably hidden for a long time. So with all of this, what she says is so important. Take your 90 seconds when you find yourself reacting and ask yourself, what am I reacting? And also what he said in the very beginning. Could you read that first part again, Jill?
Okay, hold on. Let me just, oh, he's so good. I have to pull him back up here. Don't try to make the world a better place. Instead, address the imbalances in the world you experience. That's your
yes.
own world. Then towards the end, he says, instead, take a look at your life and see what is out of balance, internal or external. Take steps to address that imbalance. Your life will never be in balance.
I think it's really helpful, for example, to address clutter in your house if you can. That's one of the things that creates imbalances as well.
Uh-huh.
Not to judge it, but just take one little bit of clutter every week and clear it up.
Yep.
It's like my garage, we moved in a year ago, and my garage has gotten messy, and I figured I'm going to take 15 minutes a day to do a little decluttering in the garage, because it's hard when I walk in there not to stumble over stuff right now.
Right.
So in the outside, ask yourself, where is the clutter? What can I do to reorganize my outside part and even my body? And you know, what small things, steps can I take? And inside, what's pushing me? What's making me react? And we can't, for example, fight for peace. We have to be peace, and then the world will change.
And so, just like you said, make our lives peaceful. Because
yes.
in order to make, for there to be peace in the world, it has to begin with us internally. We have to be in peace to be able to make peace. And we can't just propound peace, because that is, again, as he said, is a blind belief. We're just blindly believing in something, and that's the utopian ideal, which is what sets up all these dreadful things in life. The cultural revolution, the Inquisition, the Gulag, the wars, you know?
And one of the ways we can do that is to find greater peace, is to discover how to change our brainwaves. We have 5 brainwaves, and most of the time we're in beta brainwaves, which is the busyness. You've got to work things out, got to do things, got to figure stuff out. And what we need to do is take alpha breaks in the day, which means taking a breath, breathe it out slowly, relax your whole body, your belly, and, you know, relax your face, or run your hands under warm water. We need to take alpha breaks in the day, because otherwise we tend to wind up and wind up. If you look online, you can actually see the brainwaves that have been recorded. Beta brainwaves are really, 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 really fast brainwaves. Alpha is smooth, so it gives you a break in the day. So I suggest that people take what I call alpha breaks. Take time just to relax a moment throughout the day, because even though we're home, people tend to be very tightly wound up right now.
And that's a good way, too, when you notice you've been triggered into anger about something that was said on television, or something somebody says to you, or something you discover broken, or whatever it may be in and around your experience at this time. Do what Fiona says. Wash your hands. Nice warm water. Take an alpha break, you know?
And a cup of tea, or a cup of warm yeah. tea, or wrap yourself in a blanket. If we're warm, we tend to go to alpha.
Yeah.
So, you know, and that's why fluffy blankets are great, or, you know, the soft sheets, or cuddling a cat, or patting a dog. All of those things will bring us to alpha, or walking in the garden, or looking at a tree, all of those things will tend to take us to alpha. It just slows down the brainwaves. When the brainwaves are slower, we have more consciousness and have the ability to be more mindful as well.
Okay, so that's what I'm going to do. Focus on, I'm just going to slip between my little cabin here in the wilderness for a few days and then slip over to my son to cheer him up for a couple of days.
Well, you have a comfy, warm bed there where you tend to cuddle up and with your kitty cats, and that's very alpha-ish.
Oh, that's, I love that bed. My sister really nudged me. She's very good at making me do things I have no intention of doing. To buy that bed, you know, for when I was over at my son's place, because I was going through radiation at the time and I needed someplace comfortable, and she said, make your bed a nest for you as you heal. Mm. And oh my gosh, this, I retreat to this bed whenever I go to my son's. I just want to get in under the covers and in this bed. It's filled with dogs. The bed is filled with a husband and dogs. So I don't get the same sleep.
Well, the thing is that when we take our alpha breaks, we give our brain a rest. Otherwise, it tends to get overloaded with beta and gamma. And we want to just really relax throughout the day. And again, and even watching TV, as long as it's not fussy TV and it's worrying us and we're trying to figure stuff out, if it's relaxing TV will drop us into alpha. It gives the brain a break. We overstress our brains, I think, with so much stuff coming in and thinking.
So true. Overthinking.
So today and this week, you know, just take time to ask yourself, what is being pushed in me? And this is a great thing, because otherwise we walk around with this huge top on an exploding cistern underneath it that creates all sorts of stuff. So it's a wonderful time right now with so much going on. You know, there's very strong beliefs in the political thing, and that's pressuring a lot of people to reaction. And it's all good.
Well, yes, if we look at it in the biggest possible way, it's causing change, and change is always good.
And consciousness, developing consciousness. And, you know, we're asking ourselves, what do I believe in? What do I do? You know, is this good for me? And I know there's a lot of judgment and anger going on right now, especially after the storming of the house happened. And I think that, today's stuff and look back.
That, to me, watching that, I think we talked about it, the day before the storming of the Capitol happened, I began to feel something was not right, something. And then, of course, the next day was the storming of the Capitol. And to me, it was as much trauma watching that as the 9/11 of the World Towers going down. It had the same effect on me. So it really took time for me to step back from that, which is why I found Ken MacLeod's thing so helpful.
Very helpful.
Yeah.
It's very helpful. And I think a lot of people felt the same way. I know I couldn't sleep that night before it happened either. We both you and I had really hard time sleeping because the energy was already, it was already happening ahead of time. I mean, you know, the energy was moving already. Mm-hmm. And that's the way energy works. And so, look at all of this and say to yourself, how can I find more peace? How can I relax my body a little more? How can I take these alpha, even theta breaks?
Yep. Yep. And center it, focus your attention on making peace and harmony in the world you inhabit with you, internal or external. But focus on that for now, because that'll be better.
And realizing that everybody's triggered, whether it's just because they're locked down or they're what's happening in the politics, or what's happening with COVID and all the deaths and, you know, all of that. People are all being triggered. So if you can walk out into the world, if you have to, with greater peace and balance, or communicate with peace and balance, you're helping everybody. And when you can't, you can't.
Well, to whom may be listening, we do love you.
We do. And we've been talking today about Ken MacLeod. You might want to research him on the internet. He's probably got other great writings, right,
yes,
Jill?
Yes, he has. I think it's called, he has a, what I don't know what it's called now. I used to say it was a newsletter, but it's called Unfettered Mind.
It's probably a blog now, is my guess.
It might be a blog. It might be, but he's so worth this.
You've been listening to Earth Tribe Radio, www.earthtriberadio.com.
Your home on planet Earth.